Well, howdy, folks. You're listening to the Day Tripper Podcast, number 55. It is October in 2017. We are talking Texas. I'm Chet Garner, the Day Tripper host, whatever you want to call me. But I'm joined by Mr. Todd White, of course.
Howdy, howdy, folks.
And Miss Lindsay Tutt is back.
Hello.
All right, let's podcast. Well, before we get into it, let's thank the City of Tomball, our wonderful sponsor. It's October, which means you guys are getting ready for Halloween, right? Halloween is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
We have costumes yet?
I do not, but I'm in search of one. I've been told I need to be a character from the movie Descendants.
Oh, it was Tatum?
Yeah.
Like the Disney movie?
Tatum is Todd's granddaughter who makes him dress up like the daughters of Disney villains. Or you get to be a boy at least.
A boy at least.
There's
well,
also
if you
boys.
Were, if it was for the Day Tripper, we'd make you be
I know,
a girl.
I'd be a girl if it was for y'all.
That's so great. I can't wait to see the pictures.
It's awesome.
I told her I was going to be a hot dog, but whatever. I found the cheap hot dog costume over at Buffalo Exchange.
Like,
anyway.
I used to be super excited about Halloween dressing up, but now that I like dress up for a living, it's lost its luster a little bit. Like, yeah. I would go all out.
Oh, yeah.
High school, even if the school wasn't sponsoring dress up day, I was going to dress up. We got in trouble. We actually got sent home because we dressed up as the Ghostbusters.
Worth it.
But they made us go and change, like made our moms bring home clothes or run home and get clothes. I didn't have any clothes. I had like my Ghostbuster coveralls.
That's amazing.
That was me.
In the Ghostbuster underoos?
A little bit defiant. Yeah. Yeah. Slimer underoos. Okay. Well, but anyway, Tomball is getting ready for Halloween. And we've talked about it a little bit before, how this is one spooky town. So I'm gonna read y'all something from a Tomball website. It says, late at night when the moon is high and the streets are empty, Tomball, Texas is said to host a different sort of nightlife. Thank you, keep that up. You be the coyote.
Oh.
All right. A different sort of nightlife. A spirited nightlife filled with unexplained incidences. Not that kind of nightlife, Dirt. Dirty. Well, come on now. It's the spooky kind. Unexplained incidences involving things that go bump in the night. You see, Tomball is a small town with big haunts.
I feel like Thriller is about to start playing.
Doom, 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 doom.
Stop it right there.
It's after midnight. All right. Anyway, if you want to know more about Tomball's ghosts, go to tomballtx.gov or find them on Facebook, Tomball Texan for Fun. And they've also got a food truck event coming up before Halloween is here.
That's more my speed.
On the 21st of October, the Freight Train Food Truck Fest. They've got a lot of good food trucks around Houston, and a lot of them make the trip up to Tomball for this. I don't know which ones are coming to that specifically, but if you're in the area or make a trip to the area for this, don't miss it. We are indeed recording at Grape Creek Winery. Grape Creek, yeah, wine tasting room. It's not really a winery. We're on the Georgetown Square again, up in the room at Grape Creek for members only, because Todd's a member of this wine club. Grape Creek Vineyards on the Georgetown Square. So, anyway, cheers to Grape Creek.
I like it.
Lindsay says rosé all day.
Rosé, no way.
No way, rosé. Well, yes way, rosé. Mm. That's what the shirt says.
I do rosé.
All right, so guys, I wanted to talk a little bit before we get too deep into all that's been happening in Texas. I want to talk about fan mail. You know, like right now, pretty much all the feedback we get for the show comes through social media. For the like 90% of it. But there are still people out there who send actual fan mail.
Snail mail?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I love getting stamped letters. When's the last time you got like a stamped letter, handwritten from somebody? Not a long time.
Yeah.
Long time?
It's been a while.
We get in the mail maybe. These days, like Bed Bath & Beyond coupons and bills. Those Wayfair coupon books.
And you've been pre-approved.
Yeah, whatever. Credit card applications and all this. So I was just thinking back of some of the wonderful fan mail I've gotten. One guy sent me a stamp from 1936 when Texas celebrated its centennial. Yeah, it had a picture That's of Sam cool. Houston on it and Stephen F. Austin. I've still got that. It was framed. I've gotten graduation invitations of people wearing Day Tripper shirts in their senior portraits.
Hey, that's awesome.
Pretty cool, huh? And I get letters from kids on occasion, and I always write them back. But we got a big one just this week from our good friend Xander Ortiz in Georgetown. So Xander is a buddy of ours. Who runs a basically a beard oil company, Brewtastic. He makes beard oil and beer soap.
Just not beer soap, just it's soap in general.
Soap in general.
So it has, there's beer soap,
it's man
and
soap.
There's gunpowder, there's deck.
Well, he sent us a bunch of it.
Yes, he did.
Man he sent soap. Us a bunch. So anyway, he says, thank you guys. For being in Georgetown and for mentioning Brewtastic soaps on your May podcast. Well, we're mentioning it again in the October podcast, and he says that Todd and I have to fight over all this stuff, but he basically sent us a little care package with some of these soaps.
Just so you'll know, Chet, there was actually two boxes. He hit me on Facebook that he had dropped off gift for us. I've already taken my box.
What?
So all that is yours.
Oh.
You get all the man soap.
I have already claimed my bounty from Xander.
I got it. Well, Todd, you ruined the surprise. I guess technically he ruined his own surprise.
He told me about it 2 days ago. I've already been showering in Brewtastic soap.
I've got
you smell like a man.
Austin East Ciders. I've got beer soap. Cider and clove Austin East Ciders. Gunpowder.
Austin East Ciders.
Made from left-hand
Smells
milk
good.
Snack.
Oh, I love Austin East Ciders.
Milk snack. Milk stout.
Milk stout.
Yeah, I've got this one's made with a milk stout beer. And then I also have a bath bomb.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, a bath bomb?
A bath bomb.
Have a manly bath bomb?
I don't know if it's a manly bath bomb. Okay, that's for the ladies.
Ooh, yes. That sounds good.
That's for the ladies. And then I've got some other chapstick with peppermint essential oils in them. If you saw Xander.
And bacon.
And one with bacon.
Mm. Yes.
Bacon flavor. Bacon-flavored lip balm.
Makes you very kissable.
I'm going to put this on before I walk in my house today and see if my wife, kisses me anymore. She's like, it's either going to go really well for
me
or really bad.
She'll probably kiss you more if it tastes like bacon.
I don't know. She'll be like, why do you taste like bacon? You taste so manly.
It probably had the opposite reaction of you walking in after having Indian food.
Oh, man. That never goes well. If I eat ethnic food before I go home, Laura's superpower is her nose. And so she can sniff it out instantly when I hit the door if I've eaten Greek or Indian food.
Wow.
And yeah, there is no kissing happening for at least 24 hours after I eat Greek or Indian food. So I have to basically weigh that out. How badly do I want this chicken masala? Bacon. It doesn't smell bacony that much, but it smells really good. Oh no, there it is. There's a little bit there. Smell that. Get a load of that, Lindsay.
Oh, that's bacon.
It's nice.
I want to eat that.
And it's very appropriate. I've got amethyst beard oil here because I've grown a beard. So, bingo.
You have.
Oh, yeah. So, I've never oiled my beard.
I have.
Yeah?
Worked
pretty well. You're pretty, trim and tight right now, though.
I am.
Yeah.
I got a little scruffy, so I had to clean up.
Yeah.
I shaved my beard off.
So, I know this may be seen.
I knew I saw you from, Carnival with the bearded woman.
Yeah,
the bearded woman
and that was me. That was my
This is so off the rails.
When we hired Lindsay, we told her, listen, you get the beard's got to go. We really like you, but
it was
the beard,
a really hard...
The beard... Weirds us all
decision
out.
For me to
weirds
shave.
Us out all out a lot. She grows it on weekends though. She has to be clean shaven.
It
by
goes
Monday.
That fast. Yeah, I grow it on weekends.
Okay. So anyway, I know this seems like just a shameless plug for sending us fan mail, but maybe it is. You can find our address online. But no, I just want to say thank you for the people who take the time to actually send real mail. And you don't have to send us anything. Just send us a note. It's nice. It's nice. All right.
It's cool to see people even
let's
send us.
Jump into the pod. Exactly. Yes.
You got something last week of the guy wanting your autograph, but he actually sent a self-addressed stamped envelope so you can return it make your life
easier. That's how you do it.
He collects autographs, and so he's trying to get autographs from everybody, but he makes it so easy. He sends you a picture of yourself and a self-addressed envelope, and he just basically says, sign this and send it back. So all you gotta do is sign, stuff it in, and then it goes off. Pretty cool, wow. I thought that was pretty nice. All right, so let's get back into the actual podcast. It's October 2017, we've been up to a lot, so let's fill everybody in on all that has happened in the past month. Lindsay, we hadn't had you on the podcast for a couple months.
I know.
So you got a lot to fill people in on. I'm gonna kick this off. We're here in Georgetown, and we just had a phenomenal restaurant open 15 minutes away. 20 minutes away. The Stagecoach Inn in Salado is back, folks.
Mm-hmm. It's back.
It's back. It closed for a while. They really messed up the highway in Salado. And so a lot of the, you know, traffic just died. And anyway, some investors bought it. Some of our good Georgetown friends, people who own Monument Cafe and Monument Market, bought it, and they have reopened it, totally flipped the menu. Laura and I went for a date night. It's phenomenal. And to give everybody, like, the Stagecoach Inn opened in 1861. It used to be literally a stagecoach stop.
And I remember going there a few times, and I would bet you some of the waitresses were probably there when it first opened.
Wow. The Fountain of Youth is somewhere underneath it if we go try to find it. But I had heard that. You know, I never ate at it in its previous life, but supposedly it was like one of those places, like, they ain't changed it.
No.
And that's kind of what people liked about it a little bit. But at the same token, it's like, yeah, you know, the menu, culinary things have changed since the 1970s or 60s or 50s. So let's bump this up a little bit. But they've got a new chef. We had steak and shrimp and like pimento cheese spread and, deep fried bacon.
Wow.
Now you're talking.
Snap. They've got a great cocktail menu, but they kept some of their traditional things there. Like one of the things is these little corn nuggets. These little hush puppies.
Yes, those are so good.
Oh, I've heard of them.
And I talked to the guy, the new owners, and he was like, yeah, you know, those came off a Cisco truck. It was like, but people loved them. He goes, so we brought in a chef. We figured out how to, like, make them the normal way without having to use a frozen product. And maybe the best hush puppy I ever had. Come with honey butter, a little honey butter action on it.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
So, ate at the Stagecoach Inn. Very excited. I'm working on a blog post to basically share all the photos with you guys about it. But if you want to go to Salado, great, great new spot up there. What about y'all? What else? I got more stuff I've been up to. With Lindsay, you went on like this great Texas road
trip. I want to jump in really fast in Salado because they redid that. But I think some of that also came from a little bit of pressure with the Range at the Barton House. And the Range is a really nice high-end restaurant there in Salado as well.
I've walked in there.
It's like this fancy house that
like
serves
old
food.
Mill house or something.
I've driven past it and been like, I should go there. But I haven't been there.
You need to go there. So that's good. That's cool.
One of Lindsay's duties is exploring for the show.
Oh, I explored that.
Like kind of just kind of knowing. You gotta read Texas Highway Text Monthly and like have a basic idea on the things that are happening.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to?
The up and comers. Oh, well, my parents came to visit me a few weeks ago. And Todd did meet them actually when they were here. And so I went on like 12 day trips in one day. It was like we chose like four different towns and went to like all of them in one day, and it was insane. We started at like 8 a.m. and we didn't get back until like 9:30 or 10. So that's a good day.
That's a great day.
We went to Lampasas, San Saba, which is like my favorite Texas town.
It is so cute. Isn't it?
We went nuts. You could say we went nuts. In San Saba.
In the pecan capital of the world.
In the pecan capital of the world.
I almost spit my wine out. That was good.
Lindsay's got strong pun game.
Yes. The puns are strong with this one. So. we went to San Saba and we spent like most of the day there. You know, bought boots at Harry's Boots, bought olive oil at San Saba.
Wait, you bought boots?
I bought boots.
Well, you have not worn these to the
office
yet.
It's like 90 outside.
Okay.
Once it gets cooler,
we expect to see the
boots. Oh, yeah. That's the only thing I'm wearing this entire winter.
Okay.
So, anyway.
On your feet, at least.
Yes, on my feet.
Just double checking.
Thanks for clarifying.
Because we have dress codes in the office. We do have dress codes.
Yeah, that I know. Okay. No beards, wear clothes.
Comparable at times to the costumes I've seen, but.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a low bar.
Yeah, no beards for women and clothing. Yeah, that's a good one. So, and then we went to, well, my dad had just been to the equator, and he'd been to the center of America. Okay. So he wanted to go to the center of Texas, which is in Rochelle, which is like right next to Brady.
Uh-huh.
We have like this nice little, you're in the center of Texas, like plaque. So we drove 40 minutes there, okay? And then we drove to Llano and we had a Cooper's barbecue. So.
Is that just, is not that bad. One of those like, you go just to say you've been there things?
I mean, you've got to go deep in the heart of Texas like once. Come on.
I've been told
you have to
this.
Sing the song.
Course, I've been told this by Tex Toller, who is, you know, he is like the living, breathing yarn spinner of Texas. But
his
Yeah, I love Tex. But he said when he was in elementary school, they would basically cut out a plywood shape of Texas and you could balance it on something. And where it balanced, sure enough, that's Brady, and lay the map on top. So, and like okay, a plywood cut out of Texas.
Okay. Yep.
Balance it on one point.
Like your finger.
Or, yeah, or, you know, yes, finger, sure.
Okay.
Where it's balanced is the center of Texas.
Okay.
Which would be Brady.
Well, yeah, Brady's, but it's like out a little bit from Brady.
Okay, yeah.
So Brady is the heart, yeah, the heart of Texas.
The heart of Texas, which I've never been to. I've been to Brady many times, but I've never gone to that pasture or whatever.
It's worth it. There's a sign, you know, and you really feel, you really feel so Texas-y. You're like in the center.
Are the stars at night big and bright?
The stars really are bigger.
And brighter.
And brighter. And the coyotes cry, Coyote Eye. Yeah.
Sage and Blue.
You can hear
those. Like,
it was just like the song came to life for me.
Yeah.
Right there in the middle of Texas.
All right, Todd, what about you, man?
All right, so for me, I'm not that exciting.
Todd.
You're always exciting, Todd. Come on.
I'm not that exciting as traveling. But we did, so this is cool. So Fashion X, the group I work with, did a big benefit fashion show for Harvey.
Yes.
The victims of Harvey. So that was really, really cool. We had a ton of designers signed up, everybody done into their time. So we were able to get everything donated, including space, the venue, lighting, sound, everything was donated, and to where all of the proceeds went directly to the Harvey benefit.
That's awesome.
That's
awesome.
So that was cool.
So
a lot of fun.
Were you making video about it?
I did video. I did video.
Did you model?
Cool.
I did not model.
You didn't model.
I am not ready to walk yet.
Okay.
Todd, just
the world
wait.
Is not ready for
I
my.
Think,
just
I think you're ready.
Just be there long enough, you'll get called up to the big leagues.
No. Just
it'll
kidding.
Happen for you.
I'll be fine taking pictures of it.
It'll happen.
Anyway,
it'll happen.
So just a lot of that kind of stuff, and my usual, you know, working with clients.
Yeah.
You know, following up, doing some stuff with the Alamo and some things like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Not that the Alamo is a big deal.
Yeah, just kind of throw that away in there.
It is, but it seems like I have the same stuff. I mean, I do my thing.
He does his thing.
But they're cool things.
Since he's not going on the road with us, it is, yeah. Life's a little more predictable.
It is.
Because our road trips are, non-predictable at all.
I also got a new tattoo.
And it's the cutest
awesome.
Ever.
Right. We're going to take a picture of this tattoo, and that will go up with the blog post. It is a child's drawing that his granddaughter drew of her and him on his arm, and it's epic.
It's epically epic. For her birthday. We're all really excited, so we're just going to tell the story for you. Like, we're so excited.
So stay tuned. It will be up there, guys. It will go up.
All right.
So,
moving on.
I want to also say one thing I just got back from is I got to go and speak in Mineral Wells. And for people who don't know Mineral Wells, it's west of Fort Worth, but it used to be this epic resort town. It's got the Baker Hotel, which is like 14 stories high or something like that. And people used to take mineral baths there. And it was kind of before modern medicine when you would go to a place and you thought that the waters there had healing properties.
Yes.
It was kind of common. I mean, if someone got tuberculosis or some other ailment, they would go and seek like places with clean air and clean water and claim to be healed by that. Mineral Wells was definitely one of those towns. But since those days, the town has kind of gone through a dip, but it is coming back, and it was really fun to be there. This place reopened mineral baths. Crazy Water, which you're drinking right now. Crazy
Shout
Water.
Shout out.
Shout out to Crazy Water. They've reopened a mineral bath. So I got to take a mineral bath and get a massage. And it
in
was
Crazy Water.
It was epic. It was in Crazy Water. Yep.
Wow.
In Crazy Water.
He's got that post-mineral bath glow.
Yeah, right? If you saw me now. the bathtub had micro bubbles in it. Look, I mean, micro bubbles, guys.
Whoa.
Bubbles define.
Bubbles so small they could get into your skin pores. So there was some.
Is it like the scrubbing bubbles from like the Lysol spray that they say clean your toilet?
I hope not.
I was hoping to be a little less chemical than that.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, our scrubbing bubbles. Yeah, we just put Lysol in the bathtub. Like, no, it was like a nice bath, and it shot out something that looked like milky water, but it was actually like all these little micro bubbles, and it kind of tickled. It was fun. I liked it. So if you're in need of a mineral bath, head to Mineral Wells.
That's
y'all are both looking at me like y'all would never do this.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, now you've got mineral bubbles inside you. So you have a little bit of Mineral Wells, like, with you. Always.
Yeah,
is that what happened?
That was what, 3 or 4 days ago. So if they haven't come out, yeah, you're right.
Hopefully they've purged.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe.
Well, that's all crazy. That's some crazy water.
What? Oh. I told you, pun game be strong.
Let's move on,
sorry,
folks.
Guys.
All right.
While you've been listening to this podcast, lots of stuff's been going on in the Lone Star State. This is Meanwhile in Texas.
Y'all know I like Buc-ee's, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who loves Buc-ee's?
Buc-ee's is
good. I
hear
love from Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's.
I just like saying it. Beaver Nuggets.
Beaver Nuggets.
It's amazing.
Beaver Nuggets are epic. They make these things that are right next to Beaver Nuggets. You ever had Buc-ee Nuggies? Buc-ee Nuggies.
What are those?
They're like Cheetos.
Yes, they're so good.
I've never had those.
They taste like pizza.
They kind of do.
They taste like pizza.
Kind of taste like
they're
pizza.
Addicting.
Okay.
All right, so we go to Buc-ee's, and we do it quite a bit on the show. They got good breakfast tacos. It's just a good, it's
good
fun.
Everything.
If I'm on a road trip with the kids, like Buc-ee's is where we're stopping because it's you can walk around, stretch your legs, you know. Our kids love it. But one thing I don't go to Buc-ee's for is rabies. And I hope that rabies aren't a result of this, but what happened is in Terrell, Texas, which
please
is
clarify this is scary.
In Terrell, Texas, which is east of Dallas, a child
was somebody get bit by a Buc-ee or something?
A child was bitten by a monkey at Buc-ee's.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be
no
a beaver.
Way.
No, loose beavers. That would be good. But no, a guy had brought in his pet monkey into the Buc-ee's, and a little girl. Or boy, I don't know. It was a child. Walked up, tried to pet the monkey, and it bit her. Him.
Wow.
So, of course, it was an animal bite inside of a Buc-ee's. And they don't know if the monkey was updated on his shots or not. We're wishing this little child the best. But be on the lookout for loose monkeys at Buc-ee's. And if someone is walking a monkey at a Buc-ee's, don't pet it. There's lots of lessons
in
we
general,
can learn.
I think the life lesson is, in general, if someone's walking a monkey, maybe don't pet it.
There's a monkey in Buc-ee's. Something's not right about both the monkey and the person walking the monkey. Stay away.
I've only had one monkey experience, and I actually ended up with a cut on my finger from the monkey.
What? What happened?
And I was really, really glad. I was in India.
Okay.
And stopped off at a roadside stop, and
yep.
Ended up, you know, the dude was out there with this monkey and was like, hey, you want the monkey to crawl on your shoulders? And I'm like, sure. What the heck? Why not? Put that monkey up on the shoulders, taking some selfies. Next thing I know, felt something sting, looked down, had a scratch from the monkey, blah, blah, blah. Got in the car, continued my journey onto Agra. By the time I got to Agra, I was feeling a little off, so I'm really glad I had first aid kit and some antibiotics with me.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway.
Mouth, fingernails, toenails, what cut you, do you know?
It was the hand.
The claws?
Yeah, it got
claws?
Me on the hand.
Oh.
So you didn't turn into a monkey?
I did not. Well.
Or did you?
This is already getting to be a pretty spooky podcast.
What do you got?
The best thing ever. So, have y'all seen those videos online of people doing yoga with goats?
No.
You have not. Okay. There have been videos circulating on Facebook. Now there's a new thing called goat yoga or goga. I'm not kidding you. And it has
no
come
way.
To Austin. So now it's in Texas, and
okay.
You take just a normal yoga class, but there are, what are they called? They're called Nigerian pygmy dwarf goats, baby dwarf
so
goats.
Baby white
walking
goats.
Walking around you, being cute, and kissing you while you're doing yoga.
Oh,
so that's a class
no.
you can take. And if you're worried about the goats, you know, like pooping everywhere, these goats are wearing special onesies that catch that.
Oh, no!
no.
So you can cuddle with goats while doing yoga.
Are you just kidding
and not
me?
Have to worry about
goats with onesies.
Goat yoga. Okay, Austin. This
yoga,
is in Austin.
It just opened like last month.
That makes sense
September,
to be in Austin.
Beginning of September.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
It's really exciting.
You know,
that's
I grew up, we had goats until I was 7 years old, and I loved goats.
They're so cute.
And like baby goats, I've said this for years, baby goats are the cutest thing
they
on the planet.
They are so cute. Yes.
And we used to have baby goats. She's showing us a picture
There's
right
pictures.
Now. We'll
it's
we'll
a cute.
Post it. And then
I'll
but you can see the
article.
Cute pictures and the people laughing with goats. That could be you. You could be laughing with baby goats.
Downward dog Boston. With a goat kiss.
Oh, the place is called Goga Goat Yoga Facebook. Just go to their Facebook page.
Goga Goat.
So, Goga Goat say. Yoga. Say that three times fast.
Just fun to say.
Goga Yoga. So, there you go.
All right, that's awesome. See, it's great. Todd?
So, it.
It,
has anyone
movie?
Seen it?
The
no.
old one. I haven't gone to see the new one yet.
Goodness, no.
Okay.
Yeah, clown terrified.
I kind of really want to.
Clownophobe?
No, just horror movie phobe.
Okay.
I really
want to
go
see
this movie.
With me.
I really do. I think Patsy and I may go see it. I posted out on Facebook the other day about should I go see it, and a lot of people said absolutely go see it. Some people were like, yeah, I know they're haters on it, but for the majority of people said yes, go see it.
Okay.
So, being in touch with trends. There is a donut shop up in Frisco.
And wait, did you see it?
And this place is called... No, I've not seen the movie
okay,
yet.
Okay, you have not seen it yet.
No.
Okay.
There's a donut
shop... you've been told to see it.
There's a donut shop in Frisco called Hertz Donuts.
Okay.
They are now offering, up in the Frisco area, for $10 extra, they will dress up an employee to go deliver your donuts dressed as a clown from it.
That's terrifying!
No!
Yes!
The donuts should be free if the clown shows up. That is awful.
That's pretty great, though.
It is amazing.
That's pretty great.
I want to put this in there in the podcast for sure, but yes, $10 extra, and the It Clown will deliver your donuts.
Dream come true.
Is there a Hertz donut in Austin? Because I will order this, and we won't tell the rest of the crew.
That would be great.
Nope, they're up in Dallas, and
Hertz
mainly
donut.
In the Frisco.
You get that, right? You know, it's like, hey, do you want a donut? You ever heard this? Hey, do you want a donut? Whack! Hertz donut.
Never heard that.
It's you punch someone. That was always one of the things. Like, you want a sandwich? And you punch him. It's like, a knuckle sandwich. Hertz donut. Like, that was...
Yeah, okay.
You want a donut? And you punch him. You go, Hertz donut.
We lived in a completely different circle of friends, Chip.
Yeah, I've never heard of one.
The only thing I've ever had is you know, punch bug. But that's about all.
Slug bug. That, you know, slug bug has changed. I learned this.
Oh, no.
There's now all these new things. PT Cruiser Bruiser is the new thing.
Hey, I like that one.
You know, the old VWs are starting to kind of go away a little bit. Like, there's not as many people driving those 1960s. And the VW bugs, the new ones, I feel like in the 2000s there were a good bit on the road.
But now there's not.
There's not that many on the road.
And
so it's PT Cruiser Bruiser.
I want to give you a PT Cruiser Bruiser.
And those are hard to find too, I bet.
Those
supposedly
are still
not
out there.
That hard. If
really?
You start looking for them,
okay,
if you start looking for them, they show up quite a bit. All right.
All right.
Anyway, those are good stories, guys. Well done. All right. Let's jump and listen to the backseat.
Are we there yet? Hey, can you pass me the snacks?
So Trenton Ray, no town noted here. Trenton Ray asked a very philosophical question for you, Chet.
I like this.
This is gonna take some thought. Are you ready?
Yep.
What do you think about how the show has grown and progressed over the years?
Okay.
Question one. And have you ever want to revisit some of the earlier towns?
Deep thought.
And they ever want to visit earlier towns? We've talked about that some already, but I think the bigger question is, what do you feel about the show, its growth, and how it's progressed?
That's a good one.
Well, I hope we're getting better at what we do. I still go back and watch some of like season one and two and cringe quite a bit because we didn't know what we were doing. You know, like we knew how to push record on a camera, but like we started combining towns and like the sign run by thing was never intentional. It kind of just happened. And like, which I think adds a little bit of the fun, organic nature to the show.
I agree.
There's some great ones.
We've grown. Every season we intentionally say, okay, what are we going to do this season that helps our show mature a little bit? Now we're still immature.
I was going to say that's a really weird word.
But
when you pick mature,
like
but okay.
You know, for instance, the selfie cam thing or the vibing behind the wheel thing. Like, you know, we make these changes and we kind of do it intentionally. So I'm happy with it. It's still the show I want to make. Still the show the crew likes making. And so from that perspective, I'm still really happy with it. Now, the next question, do we want to go and revisit towns? Well, yes. Yeah, we do. And, you know, people ask, when are you going to run out of places? And the answer is never. Because we could go back and revisit towns from season one, season two, season three. On occasion, we've revisited big cities. Our Houston show will come out this month, and that's a Houston part two. We've already done a couple episodes about San Antonio. We've done a couple episodes about Austin. We've done a couple episodes about Bastrop, visiting after the fires they suffered in 2011. And we could do a After Harvey type show if we wanted.
We've had a lot of people ask on our Facebook page about going back to the coastal towns once things have settled and cleaned up some and revisiting those as well.
Yeah, but you know, my hope is those towns will be the same. Mm-hmm. And I really think they will, because yes, the hurricane was bad. It's horrible, and it's still bad for those people. But like a town like Rockport, they've dealt with hurricanes before. Port Aransas, they've dealt with hurricanes before. Mm-hmm. Our whole coast has. Mm-hmm. And so we've talked to some people down there, and it looks like they're all going to reopen. And it's Texas, man. We take our licks, and we get back up. So I have no doubt those towns are going to continue to be wonderful. And you know, the old episodes will be as true in a year as they are now. So anyway, that is to say, go support the coast. I don't think they need a show, though, to help promote them. I mean, they will come back strong. Like Waco, we talked about redoing a Waco show.
Yeah.
Georgetown, where we are now, we could do another show about Georgetown.
We could.
Easily.
A lot has changed.
Yeah.
A lot has changed. Next question comes from Crystal Bowers from Sulphur Springs.
I love Sulphur Springs.
Where is the most Texas town you have visited?
I like that question. That was a good one.
And it says the one that goes big with the Texas style. Not to refer to Dallas, because their whole big promotional thing.
She wants you to say Dallas, because she said big, so.
Right, that's right,
just
big.
Say Dallas.
And we are all the I in big.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Dallas, have you seen that, Lindsay?
That's the thing.
Yes, okay. We're going to make sure. Yeah, thing. Dallas
has that. Yeah, I just know it was that deep. I didn't know it went that deep. Okay.
Well, it did. We're deep here on the Day Tripper, so we take it.
Oh,
we take everything philosophically.
Get those boots out, Lindsay. It's going to get deep in here.
It's going to get deep.
Yeah. Anyway, where's the most Texas town, Chet?
Well, like I could say, like, what town kind of epitomizes Texas the most? Or is the question, what town plays up the kitschy Texas thing the most? You know, because she kind of sounds like there's two questions there,
no,
like lead me in two directions. Like,
which one epitomizes Texas?
But what was the second part? Like, which one?
The one that goes big Texas style.
See, that means something different. Like, who's gonna have the boots and the hats and the
limestone blinged up stuff?
Yeah, like that. That all kind of thing. And if you're asking me about that, man, the ones that come to mind are like Amarillo and like
Fort Worth.
Bandera.
Fort Worth.
Bandera is like
Bandera.
Hardcore.
Yeah, Bandera is a great one
it's
to throw
so
up
hardcore.
There. Because they certainly do that whole like we're the cowboys kind of thing to appeal to tourists. And it's not inauthentic. I mean, it is very authentic. Those sound good. Fort Worth, you know, for sure. They got the Stockyards there. If you want to feel Texas, go to Fort Worth. But if you want to do it in a small town, Bandera, great one. And then Amarillo, that kind of medium-sized town with the big Texan steakhouse.
Yay.
And they love that whole Texas thing.
Real Texana.
Yes.
There.
Texana. Which we had this conversation. Texana or Texicana?
Texicana, like Americana.
Texicana.
Even though there's no C.
No C. Texana.
Or Texican.
Yeah, anyway. So those are good answers right there.
You think so?
Yep.
You sure? That's your final answer?
Not sure. I'll change it.
Well, now he's going to change his answer.
All right. That, you better take it before it changes.
I'll go with that.
Hey, Day Tripper, I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, my goodness. It's the Day Tripper. We love your show.
So enough questions. Let's move on now to the social media comments.
I like it. People who don't necessarily ask questions, they just make statements. They just make statements.
We get a lot of statements.
We do.
We get so many statements on social media. So thank you, guys.
Yeah.
They're great. We enjoy them.
That's true.
And we actually read them.
Oh, we do.
Sometimes we laugh at them.
We read them a lot.
Sometimes. Even if we don't respond, we read them.
We read everything.
But we're always watching. Everything. Yeah, always.
So here's one for you. I'm going to go ahead and just say this comes from Bud. We'll let Bud remain anonymous here. The Creation Museum. Really? Can you focus on any more bogus boop? As a science teacher, you just boop us over and over when you promote this quackery.
Quackery,
everything,
that's a good word.
Yes, everything about that place is patently false. It's a really interesting word to use there.
Yeah,
patently false. And you put it on equal footing with well-researched and documented facts.
Mm-hmm.
Good gracious, you make me sick.
That's good.
Oh,
that's
I
good.
Think Bud needs
I like
a hug.
It. Bud does need a hug. Where did that come through? Facebook? Facebook?
Facebook. Good old
Facebook.
Gotta love
Facebook. Gotta love Facebook. Man, you know what? We have not done anything since the beginning of this show that has raised the ire of people like that Creation Evidence Museum. And I kind of like that. Because Bud, I appreciate Bud's comment.
Yeah.
Here's why we featured it. Because it is it's a great day tripper destination. Everyone should go there, and everyone should just breathe it in, take it in. And if you don't have an explanation for it, great, write it as a mystery. What you can't do is just call it patently beep, because people have not been able to discredit it yet. And so there are all kinds of theories about maybe why, but it's a head scratcher. And if you want to just write it off, like we would go to a Bigfoot museum, right? I mean, if there were a Bigfoot museum in Jasper, Texas, we'd be there in a heartbeat.
And Richie would play the part.
Oh, he would. He's already, he's mastered Bigfoot. You know, an alien museum, whatever.
Yes.
Not that I'm putting creation in that category, but I think it just ticks people off so much because of it's got a religious aspect. And people were like, how could you put this on PBS? And my response was, there is so much religious content on PBS already. It's just not Christian. And so what we did was, we thought it was, first, it's a great day tripper destination. Go piece it out in your mind, and if you're not,
it's got something for everyone, including the sports person.
Tom Landry is there. I think that you know, people can make sense of this. People can make sense of this. And I had people come down on both sides about whether I supported it or didn't support it. I had people who interpreted it both ways because I tried to remain somewhat neutral. Like, hey, here's this guy's opinion. Make what you want of it. But what I don't like is people writing stuff off just as patently false without investigating it. Remember, science only moves forward if we consider alternatives, because the rules are only the rules until they're disproven. And so I'm not saying that the Creation Evidence Museum disproves evolution completely, but it's worth considering. And no one has been able to give a example as to why it's false that I think it stands up. There's people who think it was dinosaurs stepping differently, but that, like, and how did that make five toes? I don't know. So like people are taking this, like people are freaking out about this, but the truth is, like, it's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mystery. Add to the conversation. Don't rule people out. Everyone who's here has a valid opinion unless we completely disprove it. And we can't do that to this museum yet.
So, Bud, thank you for your comment.
Yeah, Bud, if you've got a reason this is totally false, like, let me know, because I haven't read one yet and I've done a lot of research about this.
Let's back it up.
Yeah.
just hang in there, bud.
Yeah. Back it up. He's
and I
want
to know the
though.
Scientific term or the correlation of the word quackery. I like to know that. As a science teacher,
I'm
going to
start using that word.
Term.
This is complete quackery.
Quackery is a great word.
I like
that's
it.
My new favorite
quackery
word.
Quackery is a great word. So, bud, we may disagree on some stuff, but we both agree that you correctly used the word quackery. Quackery, and we support that.
Agreed. All right. Moving on. All right. Here we go. That pilgrim bit on the Mount Pleasant episode is one of the weirdest things you've ever done on the Day Tripper. And I'm going to pause here for a moment and say I completely agree.
No, I thought a little bit too. It's pretty weird. It's not the weirdest per se for me, but...
Well, actually, you know what I'm going to say? Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that the mother pecan tree in San Saba was, in my opinion, weirder than this.
What's
the weird one?
Messed
the
up. Copper statue in Marble Falls.
Oh, super weird.
That was pretty weird. Pretty weird.
Lindsay
true.
Was here
for
as
me
an
personally.
And she had to watch her boss dress himself in brown glitter paint.
Yes.
And stand on
and
a rock.
Yeah, as an intern, I had to put glitter paint on my boss. That
did
was
you
the
report
weirdest.
That to ACU? Okay, you should have. You should
no,
have.
No, and somehow I got a job here, so I guess it was fine.
She should have reported it as like, this is strange.
If you survived that, you're good to work
that
here.
That was my hazing.
So yeah, but between glitter paint, the mother pecan deal, and this. Anyway, so back up. That pilgrim chicken bit on the Mount Pleasant episode is one of the weirdest things you've ever done on Day Tripper. And that is saying a lot. I thought you were just kind of silly, but that was really disturbing. And yet, I like you more for it. So thank you.
Oh, that's awesome.
We have some messed up fans.
That's a great fan
that's
right there.
That's our Instagram follower, A Certain Jackson. A Certain Jackson. And I mean, it's one of the weirdest things. Here's the truth about it. I had it planned as one thing. And it would have been weird, but not that weird. And then Daniel added the blinking.
It was Daniel.
Well, no, I'm telling you, its mouth was supposed to move, and that was it. And then Daniel added the blinking. The blinking took it to another level. Like, it upped the creep factor by 25. So I can take some credit for it, but Daniel gets lots of credit too. Yeah, Daniel gets a lot of credit too. Thank you, A Certain Jackson. That's a great,
Daniel,
great feedback.
The man that has a
Dan the man.
Yeah, Dan the man.
Pantsless Dan.
Pantsless Dan. If you watched.
So what you're saying is Pantsless Dan upped the creep factor.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
There you go.
Pantsless always does.
Pretty
so
great.
Well. Yep. So well.
Daniel that has the ventriloquist dummy in his house that his girls are terrified of.
But it's in our
now
office.
It's in the office.
It sits in the office.
It's so creepy to be there alone with that thing. It's got a suit on.
That
so
needs
fancy,
to go next to the snake from Sweetwater.
Yes,
that snake from Sweetwater sits on our conference table. That ventriloquist doll is like moth eaten and
whoa. And his clothes are falling off.
Oh,
it's great.
If you guys
oh,
only
man. Too
knew.
Good. Too good. Does that wrap it up, Todd?
That wraps it up. We're done.
Okay.
We're done.
Well, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Here at the end, I want to plug the Day Tripper General Store one more time. We still have our Harvey Relief shirts out there. We've been able to donate over $4,000 to Harvey Relief because you guys have been generous buying the shirts that we designed with for St. James. So those are still available on our website along with all our other Day Tripper merch, past episodes. You can join Team Day Tripper. Oh, big deal. Our episodes haven't aired yet, but you can watch the first one and soon the second one if you're a Team Day Tripper member on our
yes,
website.
Yes, you can.
Lindsay's been awesome
yes, you
helping
can.
Figure all that out. But the Belton episode is now able to sneak peek to anybody who's a member of Team Day Tripper.
Watch it.
Go
watch
on,
it.
Sign up for Team Day Tripper. And then special thanks to the City of Tomball. One more plug. I'm gonna plug two events. The Freight Train Food Truck Fest is coming up on the 21st. And on the 28th, there's the Tomball Bluegrass Festival.
Bluegrass.
That one's gonna be fun too.
That's
you can find
fun.
Out more at tomballtx.gov. And that is it for us. Tune in next time. We'll be doing a season 9 behind the scenes with the crew. All right? So thank you guys for listening. From my end, Vaya con Dios, amigos.
Laters.
Bye.